Senator Ben Sasse, Inexcusable Epstein Not Under Constant Suicide Watch. By Amy Furr on August 10, 2019. It was inexcusable that deceased financier Jeffrey Epstein was not kept under constant suicide watch in his cell, said Senator Ben Sasse, R.N., on Saturday morning. It is inexcusable that this rapist was not under constant suicide watch. These victims deserve to face their serial abuser in court, he said in a statement. As a private matter, our House is praying for both Epstein's family and the many women who were denied justice in this life, he continued. But as a matter of public policy, the government has failed these girls yet again. Read Sasse's full statement below. Breitbart News reported Saturday that Epstein was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell after he committed suicide by hanging himself. Epstein had been charged on sex trafficking-related charges in July. On July 24, Epstein was found semi-conscious on the floor of his cell after an alleged suicide attempt. Authorities said they discovered marks on his neck but said his injuries were not serious. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, called for answers on Twitter Saturday regarding Epstein's death. "We need answers. Lots of them," she wrote. Attorney General William Barr echoed Ocasio-Cortez's comments Saturday in a statement and said he will be looking into the circumstances surrounding Epstein's death. The statement read, "I was appalled to learn that Jeffrey Epstein was found dead early this morning from an apparent suicide while in federal custody. Mr. Epstein's death raises serious questions that must be answered. In addition to the FBI's investigation, I have consulted with the Inspector General who is opening an investigation into the circumstances of Mr. Epstein's death." Jennifer Arouse, one of Epstein's accusers, voiced her frustration about the recent events because she was hopeful his indictment would provide answers regarding the alleged crimes. "I am angry Jeffrey Epstein won't have to face his survivors of his abuse in court," Arouse said. "We have to live with the scars of his actions for the rest of our lives. While he will never face the consequences of the crimes he committed, the pain and trauma he caused so many people. Epstein is gone, but justice must be served," she concluded.